a dozen of the gang members coming out of a tavern. He didn't see Bob, but he saw Bob's brother, Gary. Ronnie figured, I'll kill Gary, and then when Bob comes to Gary's funeral, I'll ambush and kill him too. That way, I'll get two of them. So Ronnie Bronski ran up to these gang members and shouted, Belairs! That's what they did in street gangs. Before shooting somebody, they'd shout the name of their gang. Then Ronnie shoved the gun in Gary's chest and pulled the trigger. Click! The gun misfired. Now Ronnie had half a dozen extremely angry gang members standing in front of him. He quickly stepped back, pointed the gun in the air, and pulled the trigger again. This time, the gun fired. The rival gang scattered. Gary ran down the sidewalk with Ronnie chasing after him. As Gary was running, Ronnie was shooting at him, shot after shot. They rounded a corner, and Ronnie was still shooting. Finally, one of the bullets hit Gary in the back, and he fell to the sidewalk. Ronnie caught up to him, turned him over, and aimed the gun right in his face. Gary begged for his life. Don't shoot me, man! Don't shoot me again! Don't kill me! Without a twinge of conscience, Ronnie pulled the trigger on the gun once more. Click! The gun was empty. Then Ronnie heard a siren and knew that the police were coming, so he hid the gun and ran home. It didn't take much detective work for the police to figure out it was Ronnie Bronski who shot Gary. They issued a warrant for his arrest on a charge of attempted murder. Ronnie knew that with his criminal record, he would get 20 years in prison, and he couldn't stomach that. He decided to flee and live the rest of his life in hiding. So with $200 in his pocket and his girlfriend at his side, Ronnie got on a bus and headed to Canada. They eventually ended up in Portland, Oregon. That's where Ronnie got the first job he'd ever had. He was hired as a die cutter in a metal shop. As it turned out, some of the guys working there were Christians whose lives had been transformed by Jesus, and they began to talk to Ronnie about God. Ronnie listened and learned, finally coming to understand that nobody is beyond the love of Jesus. Not even a hardcore gang member who would try to murder somebody in cold blood. After hearing the message and seeing it lived out by his new friends, Ronnie put his full trust in God and became a devoted follower of Christ. Remember how the Chicago cop had said of Ronnie, "The guy is worthless"? Here's how a minister in Portland described him after Jesus was in his life. Ronnie Bronski is one of the most beautiful, loving people I know. He goes out of his way to help people. He is a man of God, and he's very enthusiastic about bringing more people to the Lord. This former gang member, whose life had been consumed by violence, drugs, and booze, was now giving himself in service to other people. He would go to hospitals to visit the sick and pray with them. He would go on the streets because kids could relate to him. He would tell them, you don't have to live this way. There is an alternative through Jesus Christ. Ronnie married his girlfriend, Debbie, who would also become a Christian, and they had a little girl named Olivia. For the first time in his life, Ronnie was feeling fulfilled and hopeful. But then he began to...